Para sa 84 na taong gulang na si Noel Tovey, ang paghingi ng tawad ay matagal na panahon bago dumating.
Well, it's taken 64 years and I never thought I'd live to see the day when it happened in Australia, but particularly in Victoria. I think it's a huge step forward for the government and for the people.
Si Noel Tovey ay inaresto at nabilanggo noong taong 1951 dahil sa tinatawag na kasuklam-suklam na krimen ng abominable crime of buggery o anal intercourse. Sinabi ni Gnong Tovey, siya ay ginahasa sa bilangguan. Siya ay kasama sa mga umupo sa galeriya ng Parlamento ng Victoria upang dinggin ang pagsambit ni Premier Daniel Andrews ng mga salitang ito.
On behalf of the Parliament, the government and the people of Victoria, for the laws we passed and the lives we ruined and the standards we set, we are so sorry, humbly, deeply sorry.
Sa pagsasalita bilang suporta sa naging paghingi ng tawad, sinabi ng leader ng oposisyon, Matthew Guy, pinahintulutan ng mga batas ang mga medikal na profesional na isailalim ang mga homoseksual sa mga nakakapangilabot na mga paggamot. Ibinigay niyang halimbawa ang isang psychiatric ward sa isang ospital sa Melbourne.
One North is the psychiatric ward at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. It was a place where to cure homosexuality, people were subjected to horrendous treatments including being probed with mains electricity. This is not fantasy, Speaker. This is not exaggerated. This occurred in Australia, in Victoria, in Melbourne, just up the road from where we stand now.
Ang homoseksualidad ay natigil na maging illegal o labag sa batas sa Victoria noong taong 1981 at ang mga conviction o hatol ay nagawang mabura mula taong 2014. Nang makalabas mula sa bilangguan, si Gnong Tovey ay nagsimulang pumasok sa isang international na karera sa entablado. Ngunit ang naging hatol o conviction sa kanya ay sumunod sa kanya sa kanyang professional na buhay.
I made my professional debut in 1954 and several of the dancers, including the principal dancer, went to the English choreographer and said they didn't want to work with me. When she asked them why, they said that I was a notorious homosexual that I'd been in jail and I was Aboriginal.
Sa ngayon, positibo ang pagtingin ni Gnong Tovey para sa kinabukasan at sa susunod na pampolitikal na laban, ang laban para sa same-sex marriage.
There are men of my age who have been together with their partners for many, many years. They don't want to get married, but they want the law to be there for those people that do. And I think it's ridiculous that there's a plebiscite about it. Because every Catholic country in the world has accepted it.